Joining me on Kinship Radio this morning is Scott McConnell. Scott is a Minnesota native and has researched the needs and preferences of church leaders, laity, and the unchurched for Lifeway Christian Resources for over 25 years. His in-depth studies and national polls have generated insights on today's church and culture. Scott is currently the executive director of Lifeway Research, where he and his team regularly measure the views of Americans, churchgoers, and Protestant pastors. He's also the author of several books, his latest being Together, The Power of Groups. Scott, welcome to Kinship Radio.
Thank you, Jennifer. Glad to be with you.
This year, Kinship Radio is digging into Lifeway Research's work in discipleship, and the month of February brings us to a part of the Christian walk you and your colleagues have described as seeking God. It's one of the signposts that are an indicator in Christian maturity and Christian discipleship. As we talk about seeking God, the first image that comes to my mind is sort of an adult version of the game hide and seek. And we humans are on a quest to find God. I'm sure you've heard this analogy, and God may be hiding from us. But I don't think that's what you mean in this case, do you?
No, this is a signpost for believers, and Scripture does tell us that, first, we cannot seek God on our own, that God has to work in our lives that we even can seek Him. But as a believer, that's a journey that we ought to be continuing. And Jeremiah 29:13 says, "You will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart." And so when we're talking about seeking God, it's really asking whether we as believers are seeking God with all of our heart. Are we delighting in Him? And with all the places our attention could be, how much is our attention focused on God?
What are some of the things that you've learned about churchgoers' deliberate choices to seek God throughout the week? I think this has been a part of your research, and so I find that kind of fascinating.
It is. We've asked churchgoers a little bit about how they spend their time, and one of the interesting aspects is just, are you thinking about God? We've probably all experienced a time when we're driving home from work and suddenly we're halfway home and we realize, I don't remember any of the driving I just did. And sometimes our relationship with God can be like that, where we get to lunchtime and I say, I don't remember thinking about God all morning. In the same way, we don't want to be driving without thinking about driving. I don't want to be living my life without thinking about God, without delighting in God, without seeking God's guidance. And it is a deliberate choice to be seeking God and to be involving Him in your day. And so that's definitely one of the pieces that we've asked about. A couple other aspects relate to prayer. And just, is that something that's happening at the spur of the moment? Or is it only at planned times that you spend time with God? Are we looking for opportunities to truly worship God? Or are our prayer times with God really just asking Him for things? You know, if I'm spending time with God but only focused on my agenda, that's really not what seeking God's about. I should be seeking His agenda and really praising Him for who He is and delighting in Him.
And I think that's a model for interpersonal relationships as well. If we were all about ourselves, it wouldn't be much of a friendship. So what difference has going to church made in a believer's likelihood to seek God? I know that we've seen a lot of trends where a lot of people are maybe not going to church as often. What's so important about going to church?
You know, when we look at Scripture, following Christ is something that Jesus asks us to do individually. It's a decision nobody else can make for you to follow Christ. But once we do, Jesus Christ has asked us to follow Him together with other believers. And we definitely see throughout our research that God's design in that way definitely assists us in following Christ more closely. And it's not always just attending worship services. Like, you know, statistically speaking, that's not the most predictive element, because there are other aspects of church life that you probably can't get to without going to church, but they're more predictive. So when you're in a small group Bible study, when you're praying with other believers, when other believers know you well enough to speak into your life, you know, those things are definitely predictive of following Christ more closely. And that only happens if we're part of a church family, which comes with attending church.
Thank you so much, Scott. We've been speaking with Scott McConnell this morning, Executive Director of Lifeway Research. For Kinship Radio, I'm Jennifer Stokes.